Now an ABC News brief brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, brewers of Michelob Light. Here is John North in Los Angeles.
Former Beatle John Lennon was shot to death tonight in front of his New York City apartment building. Police say Lennon was shot three times. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he died in surgery. His wife, Yoko Ono, was with him. Police have a suspect in custody who they describe as a deranged man.
This is News at 10, the number one primetime news hour in Los Angeles, with satellite reports from around the world and the most complete local coverage from Channel 5's award-winning camera crews.
Good evening. John Lennon, the former Beatle, was shot to death tonight in New York City. It happened outside his apartment building on New York's West Side. Lennon, who had just celebrated his 40th birthday last month, was rushed to Roosevelt Hospital. He was pronounced dead on arrival. Right now, police have a suspect in custody. He is described as a local screwball. Police say there does not seem to have been any specific motive for the shooting at this time. John Lennon won fame in the early 60s when he and fellow Beatles Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr introduced a new sound. It changed the course of rock and roll. Lennon was responsible for writing many of the group's songs. Now, we hope to have further details for you on the death of John Lennon later in this news report. The first videotape report from New York City, the first films concerning the shooting of John Lennon in that city tonight. John Lennon was shot in New York City. He lived on the Upper West Side. It was in the upper 70s at a place called the Dakota. And evidently what occurred earlier tonight was that he was returning from an engagement on the Upper West Side of New York, was returning to his apartment when shots rang out. One eyewitness said there were four shots, another said there were six. Lennon was evidently shot in the back. He was taken to Roosevelt Hospital to the emergency ward, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. The police have a suspect now. He is described as a local screwball, and he is now in police custody. Lennon had just celebrated his 40th birthday. And he, of course, was a household word among American teenagers starting all the way back in the early 60s. He was one of the foremost members of the Beatles. He wrote many of their songs. And his career came to a brutal and tragic end tonight on the Upper West Side of New York. John Lennon dead at the age of 40.
Beatle John Lennon gunned down and killed at his Manhattan home tonight. A suspect is in custody.
The former Beatle John Lennon shot and killed in New York City tonight. We'll have a report coming up.
We interrupt our movie for this special report from Eyewitness News. Here is Jerry Dunphy.
Former Beatle John Lennon has been murdered, apparently without motive. He was gunned down tonight in front of his apartment complex in New York City. We'll have the latest on the shooting, local reaction to it, plus a look back at the heyday of the Beatles right after the movie.
This has been a special report from Eyewitness News. Now back to McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
John Lennon, one of the Beatles, one of the most influential composers of the past 25 years, was shot and killed outside his New York City apartment house tonight. A suspect described by police as a local screwball is in custody. Here's a report from NBC's Eric Burns in New York.
Excuse me.
John Lennon was already dead, shot to death, when these people gathered in front of his New York apartment house to ask what had happened. Some of them found out from the radio. NBC News got this version from an eyewitness.
What happened? I saw John and Yoko get out of the limousine. They walked into the gate, and oh god,
take your time.
And then I heard four or five shots. They were ear shattering. I heard Yoko. I heard a woman screaming. It was Yoko. She was screaming, "Help me!" And I went across the street, and then I came back. I was talking to the doorman, and he was hassling with the man. They got the suspect already.
The suspect's motive was apparently not robbery. Police described him as a local screwball and said that he fired seven shots. Dr. Stephen Lynn.
It's impossible to tell which one was fatal. He died as a result of injuries to the blood vessels and heart in the left side of his chest. He died because of blood loss from those wounds.
But he was dead upon arrival here at the hospital. He was
There was no sign of life. There was no blood pressure, pulse. He was not breathing and not conscious at the time of his arrival.
This fan said she drove in from New Jersey at 80 miles an hour when she heard.
He's not dead. They're just saying that.
Well, the doctor just announced it.
Yes, but I don't care. They're just saying that to get people to leave. He's not dead. John Lennon can't be dead.
John Lennon, dead at 40 years old. Eric Burns, NBC News, New York.
Going tour this spring.
John Lennon was shot to death as he was entering the Dakota apartment building at 72nd and West Central Park West. According to the authorities who pieced together what kind of conversations transpired as the incident occurred, the man said, "Mr. Lennon," as he approached, that is, Lennon got out of the limousine and approached the gate, and at this point the man pulled out a gun from under his coat and began firing. Lennon staggered about 5 feet to a small guard's booth in the courtyard of the building. The doorman then asking the suspect, "Do you know what you just did?" And the gunman is alleged to have responded, throwing a handgun down as he did. He said, "I just shot John Lennon." Chief of Detective James Sullivan described the man as in his 20s, apparently from out of town, possibly Hawaii. Police are questioning the gunman, who sources say was coherent. They're also attempting to interview Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, who was with him at the time all this transpired. She is quoted as telling a police officer as they were on their way to Roosevelt Hospital, "Tell me it isn't true. Tell me he's all right." That according to a police officer who also added that the suspect had been in the vicinity of the Dakota apartment building for the past several days, possibly stalking his victim.
To Roosevelt Hospital, according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, Director of Emergency Services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
The 40-year-old Lennon, said Lynn, probably died almost instantly from the 7 wounds in his body. As the word spread of the former Beatles' death, shocked fans flocked to the Dakota, where Lennon lived with his wife, Yoko Ono. According to Chief of Detectives James Sullivan, Lennon and Ono were returning from a recording session and had just gotten out of a limousine.
They went into a little vestibule inside, and as he was walking through the vestibule, this individual, who is unidentified at this point, but will be identified soon, fired 5 shots from a .38 caliber Charter Arms pistol.
Police describe the suspect as young, male, and white. One officer says he had been hanging around Lennon's apartment building for several hours, perhaps several days. Yoko Ono accompanied her husband to the hospital. A policeman described her as hysterical, saying over and over after she was told Lennon was dead, "Say it isn't so." Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
For anyone who loves music, the effects of John Lennon's death will be felt for a very long time. The quick reaction tonight on the streets of Hollywood was a startling numbness.
It came to me a shock. Kind of grew up with him. It's sorry that it had to happen.
I think that's terrible. It's a very sad thing that happened and something that was really uncalled for. I think everyone's going to, you know, feel it.
I thought it was a joke to start with, but it was 1st of April, and then I noticed it wasn't the 1st of April, so it must be true, and it's awful, honestly, and I'm a foreigner here in the States, you see, just on a visit, on holiday, and anything can happen in USA, and I feel sorry for you in USA.
It's a sad world, I'm sorry.
I think that he gave everything that he had to give, and that someplace else deserves him now. We had the best of him.
We'll have more on this tragic story later on our news. John Lennon's contribution to the world will not be forgotten. Through his music and lyrics, a little of him will always be alive in us.
This is Channel 7, the number one station for news and information in Southern California. And now the latest breaking eyewitness news with Jerry Dunphy, Christine Lund, Ted Dawson with sports, Dr. George Fishbeck with the weather, and the eyewitness news team.
From the desert to the sea to all of Southern California, a good evening. Here's the latest to this hour. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed late tonight outside his luxury apartment building in New York City. Police said the killer, whom they described as deranged, was captured. He was not immediately identified, though. Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, were walking into the famed old Dakota apartments when he was shot seven times at point-blank range. The slaying occurred just across the street from Central Park. There were several witnesses.
So there's blood all over his stomach also, but he's bleeding out of his mouth.
I heard Yoko Ono screaming moments later.
Yes.
So they stepped out of a limousine, and they went inside the gate there, and then all of a sudden they heard five, six shots, and that was it.
Four cops pulled John Lennon out and put him into the back of a police car, and his mouth, he was bleeding from his mouth, and it was a terrible sight.
This recent photo of Lennon and his wife was taken outside the Dakota. That's a Manhattan landmark for nearly a century. The Lennons were married in 1969. Police rushed her to nearby Roosevelt Hospital, where her husband was taken, but doctors said he had apparently died instantly. He was 40 years old. As a matter of fact, his birthday was last October.
At approximately 11 o'clock this evening, John Lennon arrived at the emergency room at the Roosevelt Hospital. He was dead at the time of his arrival. Numerous resuscitative efforts were made after his arrival in the hospital, including transfusions, surgical procedures, other procedures, but in spite of the effort of many physicians and after many procedures, we were unable to restore the life of Mr. Lennon.
He, Mr. Chapman, has been about the Dakota for the last several days. He was there on Saturday asking about Mr. Lennon. He was there on Sunday asking about Mr. Lennon. And he was there again this afternoon when Mr. Lennon and his wife left for a recording session. He was able to obtain an autograph on an album from Mr. Lennon as he left for the recording studio where he was going. He remained at that location all evening waiting for Mr. Lennon to come back. Sometime shortly before 11 o'clock, John Lennon and his wife arrived back at the Dakota in a limousine. They parked the limousine on the curb right outside the Dakota. There is a driveway into which they might have gone, but on this occasion did not. They got out of the car, out of the limousine, and walked into the archway area of the Dakota. To the right, as you walk in the archway area, is kind of a vestibule, which has a doorway, a glass doorway. This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, as he arrived at that doorway. And then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
Hundreds of mourners have gathered outside the home of John Lennon, who was shot dead in the early hours of this morning. Many of the fans are singing, others openly weeping, and some have chained themselves to the railings outside the apartment building.
Something has got to be done now about gun control, and I am sickened, absolutely sickened, when I hear Reagan, saying blandly, oh yeah, well, I'm not in favor of gun control. I mean, when this occurs, I mean, what has got to occur next? I mean, has he got to be shot? I mean, it's just ludicrous, because this could not have occurred in any other country in the world. And it's just madness to have this, to have no gun control.
What is the gun control situation in England?
You can't get guns. I mean, you've got to go through incredible rigmarole, and very few people have guns. Nobody that I know has got a gun there.
Really?
And if you're caught with a gun in any kind of thing, whether it's a robbery or a domestic squabble, you're really in trouble. I mean, you'll go. You won't hang, unfortunately, but you will go to jail for life. But I mean, you don't find guns there because you can't get them. There's no
gun shops.
No. I mean, I'm sickened. Even here in Pasadena, which is a comparatively calm place, when I go down at the Arroyo Street, there's a great big sign up: guns. I mean, are they going to drop this silly Wild West thing? I mean, really? I mean, maybe I might be annoying people out there. But speaking as an Englishman and a fellow countryman of the Beatles, We in Europe are fed up with this primitive, childlike John Wayne attitude to what's going to be. Got to protect ourselves.
The whole country has sort of been raised on that philosophy.
I know.
It's celebrated. There's so many people that mentally, in their own mind, feel that guns of one is what we have now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that are really into guns. I've been over to friends' houses and they got this gun and that gun and hanging on the wall. And
it's sickening. I'm afraid it's so in our rock circles too. A lot of rock stars whom I've known, American stars, have got guns, love guns, and British ones too. I'll admit. I mean, some of the Stones are very common. I just think guns are the ultimate obscenity, and I wish. And I'm sorry that it's got to take assassinations to get something done, but apparently not. I mean, they're still not going to do anything.
It still hasn't done anything at this point.
What's the latest information or news that we have on the John Lennon story?
Well, Yoko Ono has just issued a press release. She says there are no funeral plans right now, but she will release plans later on this week for a silent vigil. And she asked that in lieu of flowers, if people would like to send contributions, they can send it to John's personal charity, which is Spirit Foundation Incorporated, and that is located at 1 Battery Park Plaza, New York, New York, 10004.
Let me write that down so I have it here. Battery Park Plaza.
Right. Spirit Foundation Incorporated, 1 Battery Park Plaza, New York, New York, 10004.
10004. Several zeros in there. And where were some of the, last night there were a lot of sketchy details coming in on the news here, and have they finally got down to an actual happening, what actually happened exactly, rather than just they say two shots, three shots, you know, and then the actual time of death and things like that. What are some of the details?
Approximately 11 o'clock last night, and John and Yoko were returning from the recording session, and their limousine pulled up in front of the Dakota House, which is a rather exclusive apartment building on New York's Upper West Side, and they got out of the limo, and there's a small courtyard before you actually get into the Dakota, and there was a man waiting for John Lennon. He had been hanging around there for several days, for about 3 days, and the security people really thought nothing of it because a lot of celebrities do live in the Dakota House, and it's very common for people to be waiting outside.
So they just thought he was an autograph seeker or something.
Asked for an autograph earlier in the day, and John gave it to him on his album, and he came back, and he was waiting, and there were 7 wounds. And there was just massive damage to the chest area. All the major blood vessels were just gone from the reports that we got. And he died almost instantly. They said that he was conscious for just a very few minutes, and then that was it. He was taken to Roosevelt Hospital, and he was pronounced dead on arrival there.
So we will be talking to you probably a little later in the week and see if we can find out more about the funeral plans. Can you repeat that address for the donations again in lieu of the flowers?
Sure. That is Spirit Foundation Incorporated, 1 Battery Park Plaza, New York, New York, 10004.
Okay. Bernie Bernard, live from New York, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
And when you make it out this way sometime, drop by and say hi.
Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, Bernie. Thank you very much. That's Bernie Bernard from WNEW Radio in New York City, giving us sort of an update of what's going on, and Yoko issuing the statement.